Jack O'Rourke.
Hi, Jack. Nicole Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Hi, Nicole.
Good. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Perfect. So I'm working with Pete here on your working capital approval and just had a few questions before we released any approvals for you. But I wanted to see, what does the business do exactly?
We're printers. We do printing, mailing, direct mail,
and marketing
printing,
as
magazines.
Well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Full marketing, layout, design, the whole thing.
Perfect. All right. And how's everything going?
Well, it's going well, but, you know, the internet is raising havoc with all the printing industry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
And is...
No, but the internet's doing a lot of damage to small businesses.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I'm just sort of checking it out to see, you know, I'm not in terrible trouble, you know, trouble right now, but you don't know. I'm looking ahead to see what's going to happen here.
Okay. What would you be using the funds for?
I'll have to buy a Corvette.
Nice. What year?
Chill. Yeah, well, I got a 64 here. I've had ever since it was new.
Oh.
Probably not a new one. No, I'm just kidding. But I do have a 64 if you're interested in Corvettes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's when I was a young boy. Crazy. Anyway, no, for the business. I mean, to pay, you know, pay invoices where people aren't paying me. I mean, some of these people are, I mean, I've been dealing with them for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they just don't have the money to pay within 30, 60 days. So I would cover them, you know, because they don't pay me.
Yeah, and do you see that it's getting slower and slower when people are paying you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole industry, so everybody is saying
across
nobody has any money.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, it's not like going to end by the end of, you know, the winter. I mean, it's not going to, it's just slowly eroding and possibly it'll stop, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is your business seasonal or is it pretty steady year round?
It's pretty steady.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty steady. I have a base of customers here.
Oh, good.
You know, and I also have some cash reserve, which I have.
Okay. Great. And the amount you were looking for, and this is, so it sounds like it's mainly just like a cushion. Would you be buying any materials, anything like that, payroll, or is it?
Oh, yeah. If I needed it. Again, I'm not just going to use that because I got a cash flow right now that's pretty, it's pretty stable, but at the same time, you just don't know what the future holds. You know what I mean? That's just the way that you know all this anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't really know what the return would be on these funds. You don't really have an immediate need. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, not right now, but if it gets approved and I should decide to do this, because I have, I deal with banks. I've never done with private lenders like yourself. You have the money to finance yourself? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're a direct lender.
Good.
So but we only work with businesses. We don't do personal financing. So,
yeah, I understand.
You know, we are kind of experts in this field. We've been around for about 13 years. So we do a lot of equipment financing as well as unsecured capital lines. Seem to be very popular right now. But in terms of the financing, what we think we would approve you for may be anywhere up to $93,000. However, I understand you only need about $50,000. I'm not sure if Pete went over this program with you and how it works.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So this is.
Wait, what did you just say? How much are you talking about? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
For our unsecured program,
mm-hmm.
it looks like we can approve you probably up to $93,000, but you can take the amount you need. So we always approve you for the max amount. You take the amount you need. We'll approve you for the longest term. You choose the term you want. Some people want something very short term. They're going to pay the loan off, be done. Some people have long-term projects. They want the longest term. So it's really up to you.
Well, it depends on the businesses. You know, this business is the way it is. I mean, it comes in, they might pay you within 3 weeks, they might pay you within 30 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they might go 60 days. So
exactly.
I have paper bills, I have ink, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're not going to wait. So, you know, well, they will, but at the same time, it's trying to keep everything oiled up here.
Yeah. Now, the thing I think is really important about this program is you wouldn't want to take the funds unless you have an immediate need, because it wouldn't make sense for you to take this money and have it sit there and it's not helping you, you're not using it, and you're paying interest on it. Because it is an unsecured loan, it's going to, you know, be a little bit more pricier than, say, a secured loan where, you know, you have a line of credit and they have all your money, or you have collateral, they're holding a building or something like that. So you're going to be paying on the funds. So you wouldn't want to take this until you actually need it. So I want to make that very clear. It wouldn't be in your best interest.
Well, I've been around a long time, and I know that. As far
okay.
as banks are concerned, I mean, I can go to them and get, you know, whatever. But I was just checking because I get all this stuff from you guys, and
yeah.
I just wanted to see what it was, because you know, I've been doing, you know, in business probably for 40-some years here.
Mm-hmm.
And
so do you have a line of credit currently?
Okay.
And
yeah. But it's
are
small.
You...
It's only $20,000. It's only $20,000.
Yeah. And you don't really want to max that out, because then the banks get nervous and they can call it and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So do you have a time frame, or you just really don't know right now?
Well, a time frame would be, you know, probably I would say by the end of this year, maybe sooner, if I decide to do something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay.
And as I told, Charles? I can't remember. Who was
it? It wasn't Pete. Oh, it may have been, Charles.
Pete,
yes, Charles.
Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I told him the whole thing. I mean, it's a matter of just seeing what happens, you know, with
right.
the economy.
Sure.
The thing is that I got to be able to pay it. And if I have a cash flow coming in, that's why I don't want to do it weekly. And everybody
right.
else, about 95% of these lenders, such as yourself, are weekly.
So
I can't do that.
Yeah, I did see on your credit report, looks like you have been looking at some other companies. We see that they've been pulling your credit. So
well,
they've
been doing it. They, you know, the same thing as, you know, when I first started out, I must have had 35, 40 calls. So see,
yeah.
you guys scan that and you see who's looking for credit or whatever, or somebody's checking their credit scores or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably
yeah.
got probably 25, 30 people that called me.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean, you did submit a file to them because they wouldn't be able to pull your credit. But I'm just wondering
oh,
what
right.
they're offering you. You know, what it is that you they're offering.
Well,
they're
coming
don't
back.
Like.
These the ones that I'm dealing with are monthly. There's probably three. I told Charles three. There's at least three or four out there that are working on this stuff. So if you can do it, then fine. You throw yourself in the mix. That's just the way you do it. You know, that's sales. See if you can, whatever. And I'm a straight shooter. I would tell you exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
So they are offering a monthly option to you?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay. And
yep.
you are considering that? Or?
Well, I'm just looking at it the same as I'm
uh-huh.
doing with you. I mean, Charles is
okay.
a good salesman.
So.
Yeah, nothing ventured, never gained. So
mm-hmm.
why not, you know?
So in terms, yes, it's a monthly. Yeah, it's a monthly payment. But what about the term length, the loan amount, all that? Is that all fit into what you're looking for, or not
terms?
Quite? Correct.
Terms.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what the. I mean, a lot of the interest is like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the interest rates are, and if you are not brokering it out to a bank. I mean, I know enough about that it would be a lower percentage based on if you had your own revenue and your own
mm-hmm.
money rather than in order to loan it.
Who is offering the monthly payment?
can't even remember what it is.
Okay. So a lot of our programs, although they may be structured as a daily or weekly, a lot of people will call in and just make a monthly payment, but it cannot be structured that way. In the case that you don't call in, then it would go back to having the daily or weekly payment, you know, as the
call
original setup.
What are you talking about calling in?
So if you're approved and say it's a daily or weekly payback, if you wanted a monthly payback, you would have to call in and prepay the month. So on paper, it wouldn't be set up as a monthly. You would have to call in and make, you would have to call in and prepay a monthly payment. That's how it would work in order to give you a monthly payment.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, no.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what you haven't been offered that you're looking for.
Well, I don't. I mean, do I know? I mean, they have not offered it yet, you know, because I'm telling them the same thing. I'm just saying, you know, when you get there, is it going to be a monthly payment?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is the business that I have here is I could have cash flow come in here if it was on a weekly basis, and then end up paying the weekly rate when I don't need to do it. If I got a month, then I can figure out what's coming in, and if I don't have enough on it, then I have that as backup to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. If you get the cash flow, things are, you know, I'm not going out of business or anything, but
yeah.
If you have the cash flow, what you know, so I pay that with my own profit.
Well, if you have the cash flow, you probably wouldn't be taking the loan, right?
I'm anticipating things getting a little different.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating the market. I mean, I've been doing this, I said, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I can see what's going on here. And these businesses are going out of, you know, the printing business, the printers are going out of business. So that can benefit me also by if they can't do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see that, you know.
Yeah.
They are going out. They're dropping. They're going out of business.
Well, so. I feel like we do have an approval for you, but we're a little off on the time frame because it looks like you're not looking to do anything for a few months.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Are there any equipment needs coming up?
No.
No. Okay.
None. No.
Okay. So, with that being said, do you want us just to follow up with you maybe next month, in a few weeks?
Yeah, end of next month and see what's
going
on.
End of next month. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's just really not a need today, right?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
Not necessarily, but at the same time, I'd need, if I can find something that's going to work for me, then I can go to sleep at night and not worry about it.
Well, we do have you approved again. We're going to approve you for about $93,000, in which you can take what you need. Longest term would be.
What would the payments be if you're going to do it on a monthly basis? That's what I need to know.
Well, would you need $93,000 or $50,000?
Well,
because
let me ask you a question. If I took the $50,000, then what I would do is see what it would be to add that 90 on there, whatever that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be you know, just give me the pricing for either 90 or.
And also, do you need 15 months or could you do 12 months? Because typically, the longer you stretch these loans out, the more you pay back. However, most of our loans, you can pay them off early and get a discount. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going to make the most sense for your business so we can give you some terms that are, with you.
Yeah, 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is what I want to do, too, is that's why I was looking for some smaller amounts of money. Because what I would do is if I could pay it off and then just call back and say, okay, I need another 50 or I need another 20.
Right.
You know? That kind of thing. I've done it with banks, but don't forget, I put all the money in them banks. I put probably about, I don't know, probably $1 million a year.
Right.
you know, so they're certainly benefiting from me to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is
okay.
The first time I've ever been involved with a non-secured loan, and I don't even know how you do that. I mean,
well, it's based off your revenue. So we're banking on the fact that based off your revenue, you're going to pay us back. And that's why we will only approve about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. It's enough to help a business out, but it's not too much where, you know, they're going to be overwhelmed by this loan and paying it back. So we want it to be beneficial for you.
No, I understand that. But that's interesting that you do that because I never heard of that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm learning as I'm going along, and that's about what I'm doing. And the thing is you better be proactive than in a rainstorm where all of a sudden you don't, you know, it's tight. You know, you need to have some money to pay off some of the vendors because they're
right.
in the same arena as I am. Mm-hmm. They're all getting wiped, you know, on this stuff.
Just an example, on a 12-month term, and there's a lot of different programs, so we can play around with it, but on a 12-month term at $50,000, you'd be at about $5,300 a month.
$5,300?
Uh-huh.
Jeez. That's over what, a 12-month span?
12 months, and then you would have the option to pay the loan off early and get a discount.
Oh, okay.
We could do 15 months as well. The overall payback is a little bit higher because now you're stretching it out longer. But, of course,
right.
you can pay it off early and get that discount. But
right.
when you do stretch it out, you're obviously lowering the payment. So that would be about, on a 15-month, be about
$4,600. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's kind of where you would fall.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm gonna have Pete follow up with you. Do you want him to email
Charles?
You?
Charles still in the game?
Charles
still around? Or is
yeah, Charles is still around.
What does he actually do? Is he a sales rep or what is he?
He is, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So once he lays the groundwork on it, he gives it to you guys. So that's the way it works? And then you get involved in it?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'll usually work more with the numbers and getting approved and figuring out what's going to make sense for you, you know.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And what I'll do is if you call me back in a month and I get other people coming in here that can do monthly, and I can tell you what I'm getting.
Sure.
I'll tell you that too. Why not?
We're very competitive, and we have a match or beat policy, so.
Okay. No, we can do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Sure.
Yeah.
What you should do, do I have your number or do I call you or?
So I'm going to have Pete send you a follow-up email. Let him know to give you a call. Do you think maybe mid next month or?
Yeah. Maybe toward the end of the month.
Okay.
Or I might call you myself.
Perfect.
You know, before and let you know what's going on as far as some of these other lenders. And again, I have no feeling one way or the other with any of them right now because I got more information from you so far.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all very aggressive, and that's the way you gotta be.
Well, we are. Of course, we want your business, but we're not in the nature of, you know, hounding you and.
Oh no, I understand that.
Yeah,
we're
pretty transparent. We just kind of tell you what's available. You know, see what's going to make the most sense, and then really let you choose what program you want.
Right.
We're not we don't want to pressure you into anything. So.
Oh, that's all you can anyway. I would tell you, okay, wait a minute, back off. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Don't forget, I'm in sales. I've been in sales for probably going on 50 years. Ever since I was right out of college, I got right into it.
Great.
I was a publisher for newspapers.
Oh yeah,
Wall Street Journal, some of the big boys.
So you've kind of just been in that industry for a while now.
I've been in it for
forever.
Probably going on close to 50 years, and I'm still doing this, and I'm not retired. So there you go.
All right.
What are you gonna do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you must like it.
That's it. I'll do this until the end. That's it.
Yeah.
I'll be here. So just whatever, just have them email that over to me, and then
okay.
if I find some stuff out you might be interested, I'll call you. Make
Sounds
sure you
great.
Put your number on there too.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.